This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher, and in the USA, Trader Nick. How you doing, guys?
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys.
There is so much to get through today. We usually speak on a Wednesday, but because of the minutes from the US Fed late yesterday, decided to leave it till today. And I'm pleased we have, because so much has happened overnight. We had a big story, a massive story, with a federal court blocking President Trump's sweeping tariffs, which will be a major blow to his economic policies. And reaction to that so far, guys, has been positive. US markets have opened higher. Nick, what was your first reaction? And are you surprised that markets are quite buoyant about this, despite the uncertainty?
Yeah, so we were talking about this just before hitting record on the podcast, and some interesting reports have been done in the past, taking a look specifically at years in which the Congress and the president were split parties. And during those times, there was actually some very solid stock market performance, almost suggesting that investors prefer balanced power rather than very strong or absolute kind of one-party power. So I think that taking into account today speaks volume for why the market might actually respond positively to this, okay, so there is going to be a checks and balances dynamic. Similarly, Johnny, we saw recently during all of the April tariff kind of announcements and things like that, the bond market had such a sharp reaction that it got the attention of the administration. That's why I jokingly said on the podcast that that's almost like the fourth wing of government is the bond vigilantes, because they have so much power to kind of call, you know, or put guardrails on things that are happening. So today's activity, you know, stock market higher. It also, of course, involves the Nvidia earnings that we saw, which we'll discuss briefly as well. But no, I'm actually not surprised by that. I mean, because again, what that's saying is that there's a lot of uncertainty around how far these tariffs can go. This adds another layer, another elastic band to how easy or how difficult it would be to enact tariffs that would seriously potentially disrupt the economy. Now, again, we don't know the future or what would happen if these tariffs did get put into place. Who knows? Maybe there's some positives that we aren't thinking about. Maybe there's some more negatives that we aren't thinking about. But the point is, we may not even be forced to know because there may be some constraints.
Indeed. I mean, according to the court that made the decision, on the face of it, pretty much everything that Donald Trump announced in that famous White House garden speech with the big sign is illegal, including the universal tariff of 10% on everything and everyone, with some exceptions. And we should mention there are some exceptions, some tariffs which have already been subject to a thorough process, such as steel, aluminium or aluminum, as you'd call it, and cars will not be affected by this ruling. I mean, he will say this is a political decision, and why should a US president actually listen to what this court has decided?
Yeah, and I think the initial knee-jerk reaction here by the market being that of a, okay, well, more resistance, more balance, that stalemate is actually welcomed, because what the market doesn't like, as we know and talk about often, is uncertainty. And so if there's limits, if there's constraints, even if there's an increased chance that these will put some constraints, maybe they don't, but the increased chance of constraints, that's what the market, I think, is a little bit excited about.
Just following, Johnny, what Nick was saying, I think you had mentioned, Johnny, before the podcast that this could be just the beginning of a very extracted legal wrangling, really a legal process. And I saw something today about the fact that it could actually go to the U.S. Supreme Court. So this could take several months to really settle and decide what's going to happen. There are some heavy hitters here, if we keep that in mind. There's President Trump, of course, who's pushing his tariffs. And the governor of New York said today that we've stopped Trump. So there are some very heavy forces at work here. And if this does continue to roll through the courts and get to the U.S. Supreme Court, that, of course, will just create more uncertainty. And we could see further swings in the market around the legality of the Trump tariffs.
As we know, these things can take time, can't they? And we've got the US midterms, 18 months' time. This isn't good, really, for Trump, is it? Although he could say, well, look what's happening. This is a political decision made by a court which wasn't elected, and that might work in his favor.
Well, Johnny, that's exactly what the White House spokesman said today, that it was an unelected court making this decision. So as you said, they'll try to, the White House will try to point it as a political issue. The courts shouldn't get involved, but that's not clear that the courts will actually listen to that. And as you said, it could draw out for some time.
If we could switch stories now, guys, and talk about NVIDIA, massive earnings announcement today. NVIDIA, the most valuable company in the world now, and it has outperformed expectations yet again, disclosing a near $44.1 billion turnover in the first quarter. Nick, market reaction to this?
Yeah, so NVIDIA, of course, has been the darling of the whole AI kind of story and the trade, and obviously the picks and shovels seller to this revolution that we're seeing in the AI world. I don't know about you guys, but I'm using AI all the time, and so are the big companies, right? Microsoft, Meta, Tesla, all these companies that are huge customers of NVIDIA in their own earnings cycles or reports mentioned their willingness to continue to spend big on AI, to stay on the front of that. And, you know, the U.S. government also cares greatly that NVIDIA is remaining competitive and winning the AI trade for the United States. That being said, in terms of the earnings response, positive, moved higher, because we've seen for the eighth consecutive quarter, a beat on both the top and bottom line. Revenues beat, not massively, but they beat. They had $44.06 billion in revenue. That's a big number with a B. Their estimate was just $43.33 billion. In terms of earnings, the reported earnings came in at 81 cents compared to the forecasted 74 cents. That's a big surprise of almost 10%. That's a pretty big beat for such, as you mentioned, the largest company in the world, taking back its position against Apple. So it's still off of its all-time high. The company has been trading sideways for the better half of the last 2 years, but potentially maybe starting to break out once more, as it does not seem like the AI trade is over, at least for now.
And guys, going back to our leading story about the tariffs, we've seen a rise in markets across the world, but how has this affected the currency market? And Kenny, of course, we had the US Fed minutes yesterday as well, and there was a reaction in terms of the dollar to that as well. So where is the dollar at the moment?
As far as the dollar, it's most of the currencies are, the dollar is slightly stronger against most of the currencies. There wasn't too much reaction to the Fed minutes. I think the minutes themselves were a bit cautionary. But following that, as of course we talked about the tariff news with the courts, that has actually pushed the dollar and the U.S. stock markets higher. Just looking at the minutes themselves, I wouldn't say anything really revolutionary there. But as we could expect, the Fed members did express concern over two things, the U.S. fiscal policy and the trade policy. So we're talking about the tariffs, which is concerning the Fed, and of course the fiscal policy with President Trump trying to run through his big beautiful bill, which will add tremendously to the U.S. To U.S. debt. And what I found interesting with the minutes was that the Fed used the term they might have to make difficult trade-offs as far as what policy what will be the upcoming rate path. And we know that they have the dual mandate to ensure stable inflation and also stable employment. And these two can come to a bit of a head. If inflation remains high and growth and employment weakens, as the Fed is concerned, then what do you do with interest rates? So I think what the Fed minutes really reiterated was a wait and see policy. June decision or the June announcement, it's almost virtually a given that it will be a hold. In July, we're looking at about 75% as a hold, and it's a toss-up in September. So we're really not looking at any movement from the Fed until the fourth quarter. Nick and I have been jostling a bit about how hawkish the Fed plans to be. But I think with the current turbulence in the markets, they're definitely going to stay in a wait-and-see stance, at least for a couple of months till the end of the summer.
Exactly, because if there's a delay in the tariff process, of course, that would delay what they were concerned about in terms of a global recession. which actually has been put on the back burner over the last few weeks because the tariff concerns have been reduced. But nonetheless, it looks as though global economies will continue where they are at the moment, which is bumbling along, along the surface, not in terrible dire straits, but not exhibiting that much growth. Nick, did you want to have the final word on this?
Yeah, Johnny, and to add to this whole picture about are we going to rate cut sooner or later, this morning we did get some interesting economic data just to add to the picture. We did get unemployment claims, which came in at 240,000 compared to the forecast of 229,000. This is the first kind of bump up in unemployment claims that we've seen in a little while. For the most part, we've been having pretty consistently, as expected, unemployment claims. We also saw preliminary GDP numbers. That's, of course, the second of three revisions to the GDP number come in at minus 0.2%, which is a contraction, same as the advanced number that we got. However, this was forecasted to be minus 0.3, so slightly better on that front. But unemployment claims slipping just a little bit. The dollar did fall a little bit in response to that there. So to Kenny's point about the state of the Fed and whether or not they're going to cut, the difficult component in all of this is that the data itself is not too far-fetched from a hold or from a cut. Like it's not a huge margin of difference. The big difference, though, is what we've heard from Fed officials pretty much across the board. Tariffs create this uncertainty. We don't know what prices are going to do in response. So it would be, probably in their best interest, because things are not crashing in other ways right now, to just sit tight. However, part of the reason I still hold the idea that we could get some surprise cuts sooner rather than later would be, okay, we see JOLTS job openings continue to trend lower. We see unemployment claims poking up today. There is some labor data that's suggesting a little bit of cooling off, and we're not that far away from the 2% inflation target. What if let's be optimistic for a second. Let's say that the trade stuff reaches kind of we're on the downslope. Things are not getting worse anymore. They look much better, and it's pretty confidently assumed that we don't get some giant sweeping dramatic tariffs that cause massive jumps in prices. If we get any positive development, the Fed, just like the rest of us, will probably back off of that part of their game plan. And it's possible that they could look to be more active if they feel that threat goes away. That right now, if I was a Fed official, I'd be saying the same thing. I'd say, well, we can't act just yet. But if we get some kind of really positive news where deals have been reached and it's very unlikely that we're going to get big tariffs, it may be more likely that I look at the labor side of things. They say, okay, maybe a cut could come sooner. So we'll see how all of it plays out, but it is very heavily dependent on the trade dynamic stuff.
Very interesting. Nick and Kenny, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Nice to be with you guys.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.